was an oven. Welcome to the Not All Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. I saw the movie Hidden Figures last night here in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you this right up front. This is a superb film. Excellent, really. And judging from the audience reaction, you know, those in the theater with me, we all agreed. Lots of applause throughout, lots of audible gasps at parts of the movie, and certainly lots of talent in the cast and production. Probably most of you know this story by now. Hidden Figures tells a true story of a group of African-American women who worked at NASA to help launch several of NASA's preeminent programs like Mercury, Atlas, John Glenn's Friendship 7, and other successful space missions. The cast, made up of Taraji P. Henson from Empire and A Curious Case of Benjamin Button, is really the powerhouse performer here, although everyone is great. Of course, we had a chance to chat with Taraji P. Henson recently about her new book, Around the Way Girl, and it's a thrill to see her and to see her talent just explode. You know, given the time of year, there are more than just whispers about an Oscar for Taraji P. Henson's work as Katherine Johnson, the real-life math prodigy who works for NASA's Langley West Area Computing Unit. She and a number of other African-American women work in the segregated division as computers. That's what they're called. And it's important to point out the vast, literally the vast geographic distance between the West Area Computing Unit and the rest of the Langley campus. As a matter of fact, this distance is, the element of this distance is really a crucial plot point in the film and the excellent book by author Margot Lee Shetterly. So when Johnson, and played by Taraji P. Henson, when she gets a promotion of sorts, she begins working on the team tasked with getting John Glenn and the other astronauts to and from space safely. It happens to be in another building away from the West Area Computing Unit, which is part of the segregated campus. Because of the era and location of segregationist Hampton, Virginia, where Langley is based, Johnson must literally run from her building to the Langley campus's only colored women's room, which is located at the West Area Computing Unit. This daily bio break, which occurs a couple of times each day, understandably, gets the attention of Johnson's boss, who's played by Kevin Costner. And he does this excellently, by the way. And so I want to listen to a scene where Costner's character, Al Harrison, goes ballistic towards Taraji P. Henson's character, Johnson, demanding to know where Johnson goes so often each day.
You're never where I need you to be. Where the hell do you go every day?
The colored bathroom is a mile away.
We all get to the peak together, or we don't get there at all.
Again, given the timing of the film, 1962, this racism is standard operating procedure, and it's ugly, frankly. And to many of us in the audience, we gasped at this lunacy, but we're reminded again of the timing and certainly of the civil rights battle that's going on during this period of time in the film. Well, along with Taraji P. Henson, Octavia Spencer, and Janelle Monáe, who I've known from her Grammy Award-winning singing-songwriting talent, but wow, is she great too, as is Spencer. Each of the three are math geniuses who literally make NASA fly. Monáe as an engineer who challenges both culture and the legal system to prevail, and Spencer, who is just brilliant as this subtle person who decides to make her own way by mastering Fortran computer language and the new IBM mainframe computer that nobody else can figure out. And in so doing, she carves out a new niche for herself in this kind of rapidly changing space agency. She becomes self-taught with Fortran. But it's a great cast with Costner, who just has these excellent mannerisms of the time, you know, down perfectly. He's chomping on gum. Kirsten Dunst is excellent. Mahershala Ali, you'll know him from House of Cards. He is excellent. Jim Parsons of the Big Bang Theory fame as Sheldon Cooper. And Pharrell Williams' great music. You're listening to Runnin' Now, which, again, given the kind of the down-distance women's facility, is just a brilliant name for this piece of music. But again, as audience last night, there were these audible gasps as we watched not just the racism, but the sexism against brilliant women, yet due to the Jim Crow laws of the time and the idea that women can't do math, they were all constrained in their paths. They have to outpace their white male co-workers through their sheer skill and brain power. And not surprisingly, they encounter obstacles and hostilities. I happened to sit next to two NASA employees at last night's screening, and in conversation following the film, both of them felt the agency came off in a very positive way, saying how accurately and certainly informative the film is, and importantly, it makes you want to know more. It's an important movie for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that it spotlights how bigotry can hurt not just individuals, but an entire country. In my opinion, the final message is that when a challenge is great and urgent enough, attitudes towards race and gender can be overcome. It's hardly a bad thing to be reminded of that now, and meaningful in a heroic way, especially following the recent death of astronaut John Glenn. At one point in the film, John Glenn says he only wants numbers from Johnson. And I thought how heroic Johnson and the rest of the women are, and how important it is to recognize their contribution in all of this. This is a wonderful family film, perfect timing for the holidays. It's a story that needed to be told, and it's told in a triumphant manner. Go see Hidden Figures. I think you'll agree with me and the audience last night. It is fantastic.